I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And it's your boy Q.
We are here for another beautiful evening. Early week podcast.
You got to drop one for us, man. All day. Drop one for us. That's a fact. Yeah, man. It's a beautiful day today, or this evening. Ain't too cold. This fucking winter been fucking trying to chase our asses.
Yeah, I threw the hoodie back on. I threw the little
niggas bringing their car hards and they goddamn North Faces the fuck out.
Let me ask you a question. I heard, tell me this a fact. A hoodie plus a car equals a coat in New York.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah. Because at the end of the day,
the car gonna keep me motherfucking warm. As long as I get to the car. I'm not about to be in a big ass coat trying to drive.
Yo, in real talk, niggas ain't got about to be out in the fucking cold all goddamn day. So why would I need this big ass damn coat? But it's been cold like that out here though. So niggas been having to pull that bitch out. It's been like what, like single digits at night and shit. Shit is crazy.
Yeah, man.
We warming back up though. We warming back up, man.
So first of all, shout out to
the motherfucking weed, man. All day. Shout out to the weed man all day. Gotta drop a bomb for the weed man all the time.
I don't know what we smoking. It's some smoke though.
If it's anything like last time,
prepared. That's how it was smoking.
Be prepared.
Definitely the same weed man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Third quarter boys is here.
Yes, sir.
We in effect. So yeah, let's go ahead and just let them know, man. So we're gonna change the name of our podcast to the Third Quarter Boys.
Yes, sir.
That's our alter egos, man. That's what we feel like. All we gonna take the podcast to the next level every time the Third Quarter Boys are here. So instead, we just gonna keep the Third Quarter Boys alive the whole shit and just let them rock out. Fuck it, we taking this bitch to the next level. So gotta get into the shits.
We had to find our identity.
Yep,
and that's where it's at.
So. Be ready for the merch. Be ready for the new rollout. Be ready for anything, man.
Some people can have fun with, you know what I mean? You know.
And this shit sound ill as hell. Third quarter boys. That shit fire. Like, shout out us again, goddamn. Shout out to the fucking third quarter boys. So from now on, people, when y'all hear them third quarter boys, actually, I think that's what we're going to name the podcast today. We just name it Third Quarter Boys intro, and we going to... All right, man. Shout Kobe out, man. Kobe in the building. He want to be a third quarter boy. He in the building. Say something to the people if you want to talk.
He just out here.
You just in the building. He just in the building, man. He just out here. But
yeah, I mean, you got to just grow with us, people.
Like we said, it wasn't always the Slim and Q podcast. So, I mean, now hopefully this name will stick with us.
And we doing this because we get bigger and bigger.
That's facts. Now
we gotta
brand ourselves.
We gotta make it even more brandable. We gotta go so.
So yeah, especially if y'all wanna see all this new shit about to come out. the whole idea of the Third Quarter Boys, man, this shit about to change the game, man. We about to change the game out here, so. That's for that rollout. So let's get to some shits real quick, man.
What's on your mind, bro?
My goddamn nigga knees is hurting right now. Why niggas had... LeBron got his ass dropped last night.
Oh, bro. By who?
Bro, did you?
I didn't see it.
Yo, basketball has been going the fuck down.
Right.
Yo, no. Basketball.
I did hear the nigga Luka went off again, like 40 something. I did hear Luka been going off for a week.
Yo, Luka, something serious, bro. I don't know where this nigga came from. But the nigga nice as a bitch. Like, he different. He different. Like, Evan Turner bopped the shit out of this nigga.
Oh, my God.
Bruh, peep this nigga shit. Peep how this nigga went down, bro.
That's that time of the month. Yeah, 3.5 to play here in the first half. Lakers up large right now.
Damn, it's cool, man.
But they can give me them ankles, bro. That nigga killed his ass, bro.
Every time.
God. And ET, his game ain't even as official. He just did a behind the back move.
LeBron.
He's. Boy, in front of, I think Kobe was at this game.
He was, I saw it at Kobe.
Man, but he did have almost a triple-double that night. Shout out to LeBron. He's still the game. Kings fall short. Kings fuck up too.
Fuck with it.
Yeah.
Carmelo make his debut today.
Ooh, so I got to watch the game tonight.
My dad called me like, nigga.
Facts. Man, hold up. Shout out to my nigga Slim for the motherfucking the victory royale of the solo real quick, man. Shit, bro. I swear to you, got to be one of the hardest things to do when it comes to that last five niggas, bro.
You keep coming.
And not, yeah, that's the most, that's the real, that's the true testament. How patient are you?
Yeah.
How patient are you? Crafty can you be? Like, and then how good is your build game? Because now it's going to get to a point where, like, you was, nigga, you had to build over the water. You had to build this elaborate goddamn structure in order to be able to get to this nigga.
That nigga was running with the build. He was trying to run.
Bruh, and he was just laying brick.
Like, yeah, I'll bring that ass in.
Yeah, buddy. So shout out to my nigga for the dub.
Real quick, you know.
Yeah.
Why the fuck?
You know.
Yo, Kobe, bro.
Since we're going to start out the show, we're starting off with the dubs today.
Yeah, man.
Shout out LeBron for the dub.
Yeah.
You know,
got the dub.
Whoa. Shout out to my Patriots for the dub.
Oh, yeah. Gotta shoot them niggas the fuck.
Hello, motherfucker.
we beat the Eagles on the road.
I told niggas, why y'all worried about them niggas? Y'all shouldn't even be worried, bro. There's nobody else right now. I'm not seeing no real competition for y'all for these last six games.
Now, look. The realness is here. It started with the Ravens. Then we play the Eagles. We got the Cowboys this week. We got the Texans.
And
then we
got the Chiefs. And then y'all got the Bills again. Jets again.
The Bills. Nah, the Bills and Dolphins again.
Dolphins, that's what it is.
And the Bengals. They ain't even win a game yet.
Nigga, so that's three wins right there.
And the Chiefs already got four losses.
The fucking...
It's really just the Patriots and Ravens.
And if y'all beat them niggas, really, I mean...
The Ravens don't want no smoke.
Son, don't nobody want no smoke right now. Like, all y'all niggas got to do, real talk, is just play y'all game. And then y'all be good. Like, I don't see y'all really losing too much, though. I really don't. So, I mean... Whatever y'all do at this point,
my nigga Tom Brady,
y'all still gonna be number one.
My nigga Tom Brady had a pissy party at the at the podium last night. I mean, he was upset. The offense really ain't do nothing. They ain't do nothing.
With a W.
They had one good drive. You don't really think the Patriots were like fucking 3-6 right now, bro. I swear to God.
That's a fact. Niggas be taking L's like niggas be taking W's like they took L's.
Niggas are panicking. Tom was just pretty much like special teams and defense is the strength of the team right now. You know, I just wish we scored more points. I understand all that good shit, but I feel like Tom at this point, we all know, we all see, it's like, remember that 1 year where LeBron last year. We are the real niggas all know, like, the reason why the Lakers ain't making playoffs.
Yeah, right.
We got, okay, LeBron, we don't need you to say it. We know.
Yeah.
We know. Kobe, no, we all know. You playing with motherfucking
random ass niggas. The best person you had was Kuzma.
So
Kuzma went down for a little
bit. We don't need you to say it, broski.
Right. You show it now.
So now I just need you to uplift the team. Like, yeah, you know, we 91, you know.
We get money, right.
Whatever it takes, you know, because right now I don't care. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I've been prepared for this mediocre Tom Brady, not mediocre Tom Brady, but, well, it's not Tom just, Brady leading the team anymore.
He ain't his best.
He went out, you know, you good, bro. Just chill, and we'll find a way to get, you know what I mean? I've been ready for the shits.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting on it. Only thing is, we're not running the ball. It's the whole offensive line. So we got this one nigga. Nigga's been saying it's the one nigga that's going to help solidify our offensive line coming back. We're going to be good. Nigga's saying this is pretty much the equivalent of an offseason trade. We're getting our left tackle back. We're going to solidify the line.
Okay.
We're going to see. We're going
to
see.
I'm about to say, what y'all about to make a trade?
And then you see. Antonio Brown Instagram post apologizing and all this shit. Apologizing to the Patriots, like,
But what did he do? I mean, scandals are gonna come. And that shit was old. It wasn't like the shit just happened.
He gotta pay the nigga anyways. So might as well pay the nigga.
So do AB ever get to come back into the league?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the investigation still, I guess.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, it's fucked up.
Speaking of some bullshit, this cap situation.
Yeah. So he had to work out.
But he made it difficult.
He blitzed it.
He did.
So this is my interpretation. Let me tell you let me know if you got the same interpretation.
Yeah, because you're the football guy, so.
So pretty much, the NFL niggas was like, all right. Okay, this where I got all these shits from my head, starting from scratch. When Jay-Z signed the deal with the NFL, everybody was on that nigga neck, right?
Including us.
So I'm hearing.
We went on his nuts. We was against it.
I was against that nigga. Like, yo, I was at the nigga neck. So we are like, I'm hearing this nigga was trying to save face. Right. Pretty much like, yo, he made that happen to save his face. Make sure Cap get a motherfucking thing. And so pretty much. Also, NFL teams, they was like, yo, we need a net. Say we bring this nigga in for a tryout and we decide we don't want him, you know what I mean? We don't want him for his talent, not for anything else. And you know, it'll backfire on the team. Because you automatically gonna think, okay, the team just whatever. So giving this nigga a tryout gives these teams a net. So where they can come in and really evaluate this nigga, like, can we do something with him? If not, you know what I mean? Nothing, there's no backlash on. They need other teams. So pretty much the NFL said, well, this should have inspired by Jay-Z. Okay. Step two. NFL was trying to throw some shit in there in the contract. Was trying to say, like, oh, he can't sue. If anything happened, if he get injured or anything, trying to pretty much make him sign some bullshit.
Yeah.
So he like, nah, we not going to do that. You know what I mean? There was some other shit about the media law. You know, you want to shoot an ad for Nike or whatever. It's all kind of extra bullshit. But what I'm getting is pretty much the main conflict was the contract that they wasn't offering to him the same contract thing that they would get at any other random person if we had wanted you niggas to try out. All he wanted was transparency, he said. So we're going to do it my way. We have my cameras. We're going to do it under my rules. That's what I got. Just, you know what I mean? So I don't like that he did the shit an hour away. So first of all, if you had 28 teams showing up for the initial, now you only got 17 showed up to the.
But that showed okay. I'm gonna let you roll.
Say you put it up to the shit. You about to evaluate this nigga, and this nigga like you don't even want to be there anyway. You gonna be there because
you know. But I think that might have showed to him like, well, okay, whoever did show up, they really are the best. They want to really be there. Right. It's not about what the NFL is making y'all do. It's because y'all actually see that I can be used on your team. So that to me show, okay, because there is a whole thing right now about him saying that he wanted to control the narrative.
Right.
I get it now. I mean, especially because
like, I want transparency.
He didn't know how the NFL was going to portray him. Now, if you are having your cameraman do whatever they do, only edit certain areas, all that shit. Okay, cool. Then I can't. I just feel like when they said that they were going to be able to give him this facility and all, okay, cool.
It's the Falcons.
But you're still putting him in a situation where it's like he can't control who his receivers is. He can't control how they're going to portray him. He can't control even the footage that they're going to even capture. Right. You don't know how. And then here's the thing. They saying that these 28 people are going to be there. They weren't really there. They were going to do some video stuff and send it to the teams. That's from what I heard.
So here, this is what the nigga was saying.
That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years.
How do you restart this shit?
Probably back out.
You know, that should be stupid.
People and telling the truth. That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here. We're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I interview with any team at any time. I've been ready. I'm staying ready. And I continue to be ready. And to all the people that came out here today to support, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. To the people that aren't here, I'm thinking of you. I appreciate you supporting from where you are. We'll continue to give you updates as we hear. We'll be waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court. We're ready to go. Work you do for the...
See?
So, I mean...
And with that being said, it seems like he kind of did control his narrative. It's cool because when I can capture my own footage and I can have the receiver that I want that I know is going to run the routes the way I need them to run the routes and shit like that, be there. If you give him that option of being able to do that, then he feels more in. Trust it. Now, if you just taking all that away and then adding this bullshit contract into the mix, you damn right nobody want to go play ball. They trying to use it as some shit that he trying to be against.
I want you to evaluate what he said, though. Like, you still...
He didn't. That's his paranoia. You got to think.
Right.
3 years, they exiled this nigga out of the league for no apparent reason, bro. You can't nobody in the NFL... Or outside of the NFL, tell me what he did wrong.
All the experts who, you know, looked at the nigga tapes and shit was like, yo, his workout proved that there was no reason other than there's no football reason why he.
There's no football reason, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah, like the nigga still got elite arm strength, elite.
Moves, everything. The nigga can still, he can do it. And that was never a question because, like you said, for all 3 years, he's been working.
Got two teams right now interested.
I heard it was three.
Okay.
I heard it was three right now. Okay. Three official teams.
That's good news.
But that is good news. But my thing is, with him moving it, it put pressure on the NFL. Now it's more so like, okay, let me get into where I'm feeling comfortable. Right. He wanted to be outside, man.
Right.
He wanted to be in no facility. Let me be free.
I mean,
bring the media in. Bring everybody in. NFL, you want to know why? Like, because now you can't hide it from the media now.
The NFL is like, yo, we allow him to – let me get the official statement from the NFL. These niggas is like dumb on that.
Now, but here's the thing. The NFL can lie, and they've been lying this whole time, but that's why you can't really put no faith into what they're saying.
That's why so it's now really it's like, come down to who you believe, cap statement or the NFL.
Or the NFL. And if you roll with the NFL, it's more so like you got to think, too. They have been exiling this nigga from the league for no reason. So now you're running with the idea of you were right. You have a right. They have a right to exile you now because of the stink that you made now. Right. No, that's bullshit. The thing is, he wants to see how serious these teams are based off just because the NFL set it up. They, so okay, is, let's see for real NFL's, what y'all about.
This is the NFL official release when the shit came out. It says, we are disappointed that Colin did not appear to his workout. He informed us that the decision at 2:30 p.m. Today alongside with the public. Today's session was designed to give Colin what he has consistently said he wants, an opportunity to show his football readiness and desire to return to the NFL. 25 clubs were present for the workout, and 32 clubs, head coaches and general managers, executives would have received the video footage of the interview and workout shot by the Atlanta Falcons video crew. It is important to note the following. As stated above, more than three-fourths of the NFL clubs were present for today's workout. The NFL made considerable effort to work cooperatively with Collins' representatives. We invited his agent to suggest questions for the interview yesterday when Collins' representatives told us they wanted to bring his own receivers to the workout, which you were talking about. Nigga wanted his own receivers. We agreed to the request. In addition, they wanted Hugh Jackson, head coach, to monitor the shit. He a black head coach, you know what I mean? So they wanted him to control the whole workout. Then it says last night, Nike and Colin requested to shoot an ad, and the NFL agreed to it. On Wednesday, we sent Colin's representative a standard liability waiver. Based on this waiver, this shit is used for NFL combines, clubs, anyone doing a workout. And it says they pretty much rewrote the shit and sent it back to him. That's some gangster shit, bro. That's some gangster shit. He rewrote it the way he wanted it and sent it back to him. I mean,
they didn't agree to that.
We agreed to have Collins representatives on the field while the workout was being conducted and allowing them to see how it was being recorded. So even though we have been clear from the beginning that this is a private workout, as is typical NFL workouts, one video crew was prepared to shoot. So, okay, so it don't seem like they was trying to get our niggas on video crew.
Mm-hmm. They was gonna have their own video crew there,
and then we'll give it to you niggas. We'll give it to whoever you want.
But okay. Then now you're thinking. Now he's thinking. Okay, well now I can edit that the way y'all want to.
Look what they wrote this long ass statement.
See, that's pleading the case. That's bullshit. See that right there.
He put them niggas on the spot.
He
bro.
Put them on the spot. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, hell nah. He did what he was supposed to do.
Okay.
Because with that, it gave those eight teams that really showed up to watch him at the high school, it showed how serious they were about the acquisition of him. Now I'm good with other teams. Like, nah, I see what this is. These people are really trying to fuck with me, so they showed up. My video crew was able to get everything I need, and we're going to send it out. I would rather that happen. That's how anybody do mixtapes, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to send a mixtape out of yourself doing like the football or basketball things, you want your highlights. You want your good things. You want to show the beauty of your game. You don't want to be having somebody keep showing the nigga drop a pass or maybe a light overthrow or something like that, which happens in every fucking game to every fucking quarterback. But you don't want the majority of your video to be that. So I'm about to let y'all edit my shit. I'm about to let y'all even play me like that. So I'm going to bring my niggas in. We're going to do it. We're going to give y'all the video. And then we'll rock like that. The things that he did, he didn't miss the fucking training. That's what I don't like. The way they trying to push this narrative as if he just didn't show up. No, he hit y'all and told y'all this is where it's going to be. If didn't, like, you can send them niggas here if y'all really serious about trying to do some business or whatever. Right. And y'all didn't decide to deal with that. So y'all say, oh, he just missed it. No, he didn't. He still had a fucking training. He just didn't have it at your facility. And there were teams there that showed up. There were press there that showed up. There was a lot of things. So don't say that the nigga just didn't. Nah. He just changed the location.
So you know Stephen A. Smith.
You know, yeah. He cooning right now.
Let me, I'm gonna play you his.
That nigga's cooning right now.
Max Kellerman is right with Biden.
Yeah, and that's why I'm mad, because you actually Kellerman, letting Max Biden Kellerman fucking
body and this nigga on his own show.
Just and look more black than you. This nigga said, "How dare you?"
And he not even trying. Max don't.
Right,
Max
he don't try. Nah, yo, he no.
That's
he
just his genuine
no,
self.
Yeah, that's a whole fact. Because Max be going against everything this nigga Stephen A. said. But even this is wrong for Stephen A. to even come at it this way, bro. You should have just a little better.
So I'm going to play you what Stephen A. was talking about. What the shit.
So let me get this straight.
Let me know what you think about it.
Colin Kaepernick has been working out all of this time. Him, people in this camp, his close ones, loved ones, everybody talking about he wants to play football. He wants to play football. He's ready to play. Just give him the chance. So what does the NFL do? Recognizing that teams need a shield because they need something to hide behind, because they know that, guess what? If we bring this brother in for a workout and we don't like him or we don't want him, who knows what we're going to get accused of? We need cover. So the NFL provides that. I have no doubt Jay-Z's involved. I have no doubt Roger Goodell is involved. I have no doubt there's a host of people involved. But forget all of that. This man wanted a chance. 25 teams show up in Georgia at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility. State-of-the-art facility, NFL personnel, equipment, everything, video, everything. And what does Colin Kaepernick do? Not Tuesday, when he found out about it. Not Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday. Saturday. 3 hours before the workout. Because of some issue with a liability waiver. Colin Kaepernick wants to change the venue. Colin Kaepernick wants his own receivers. Colin Kaepernick wants to video things himself.
I'm with it.
Colin Kaepernick wants the media. This Colin Kaepernick, media can't find him. He ain't done no interviews. He ain't talked to nobody. Media can't find him, but he wants to do anything. He wants the media available now.
Yeah. Is it smart? They can't control that narrative.
I'm still with you.
Still with Kaepernick.
Okay.
See. He don't want to play. He wants to be a martyr. But guess what? It ain't working this time. All of us believe that Colin Kaepernick would have showed out. And if he had showed out, I'm here to tell you, I believe he would have had a job inside of 2 weeks. But it didn't happen because he didn't show. He wanted to show up to a high school in Georgia. Not an NFL facility. A high school.
What's he doing?
Like the average Joe out there gets to decide if he's on the NFL roster. You don't want to work. You just want to make noise. And you want to control the narrative. It's over. Colin Kaepernick's aspiration in the NFL.
Cooning, bro.
What do we want?
Cooning, bro. I mean, cooning, bro. That's some cooning shit. Like, how you going to talk this man down because he wants to control his narrative? Yes. The way they've been doing this nigga, he should be able to call all the shots.
Your unique perspective, obviously, of being there. You heard Stephen A's point about
they got
Kaepernick
murderers,
about
they got rapers, right. They got all the league. You kicked this nigga out because he stood up for injustice? What kind of shit is that? But I don't make no sense. It just don't make sense. I'm sorry. Especially for a black man in Stephen A's position. The
what
noise, what
people,
he can,
yeah,
people hold
people.
On to this nigga word. So for you
to come out,
which I think leads any
Damn.
Reasonable person to the same conclusion, all reasonable people to the same conclusion. The first piece of information is now what I told you yesterday has been confirmed by independent sources. It was not a standard waiver. That was in dispute. The NFL disputed it. It was not the same waiver that normally is signed. It's a waiver with language that was more vague and could be interpreted in such a way as Kaepernick is forfeiting rights, which he'd be doing on the altar of a look-see from the team, right? That's one. And the second one is Kaepernick's people are saying, we were given a heads up by none of the teams, right? Like, it's not even like one team, hey, this is going to happen. We were blindsided by the NFL, like, hey, this is happening right now. It is their conclusion, therefore, that this is not coming from any of the teams, as has been reported, but is in fact coming from the NFL, this workout. So if you believe that, then you put those two pieces of new information together, and you're led inevitably to the conclusion that this whole thing was a way for the NFL to smuggle in, Trojan horse style, a waiver that Kaepernick would sign, signing away his rights. Recall, I couldn't figure out why this was done this way. Why so mysteriously? Why did it have to be on a Saturday? Why couldn't the date move? Why did he have almost no time to respond? Was it an ultimatum? Why couldn't he have his own camera people there? The whole thing, right? Why didn't they provide a list of personnel when they agreed that they would? Suddenly they won't. All these questions. Why all of a sudden? I couldn't figure it out. Also, the Kaepernick issue was largely dead. Why is the NFL bringing it back up? And what I said at the time was, it's one of two things. Either an enormous piece of business, like something to do with the CBA that I couldn't imagine, or some kind of litigation. As it turns out, it is pretty clearly the case, in my view, that it's litigation. The NFL did this dog and pony show in order for Kaepernick to sign away his rights. Mm-hmm. That was the point of this, based especially on the new information.
Yeah, there's no question that the way this went down, it went down in a way that made no sense to anybody. And when you're looking at hearing from a party that you had already sued, that you haven't spoken to since the settlement back in February, and then you get this call out of the blue when none of the teams were even aware that this was taking place. And on top of that, the Kaepernick team was forced to agree to this before the teams even knew that this was taking place. Mm. Absolutely, that you knew that something was happening. But I think there was something else, too, that we need to talk about that took place on the ground there. And it was this idea that this whole thing was orchestrated. Absolutely, there was a coordination that took place on Friday. When it became clear that these deals began to break down, Colin Kaepernick's team on Friday began looking at alternate locations. They started to say, look, we are going to be trapped in a situation that we're not going to be able to get out of. So if there's one thing we need to do, we need to make sure that when we walk out of here and out of Atlanta, that at least a workout took place that the entire world could see. And I believe that that was accomplished because there is footage now of a workout for them, for all the teams to look at. Jeff Nally, Kaepernick's agent, sent it out to all 32 teams Sunday night.
And we got the facts. And it was their person at the workout.
See?
Max Kellerman with the legal shirts.
And he got another joint actually on the first take. I think it might have been on today that he was going at Stephen A. about the same situation. I think it might be that one right there.
Oh, I'll play all this shit.
But he was going in because it just don't make sense.
The way
they're trying to portray it.
Kind of back in the corner now.
But he rolling with the machines instead of rolling for the man. I mean, for you to be an analyst, a sports analyst at that, you are supposed to speak for the athletes that can't speak for themselves. That's what I feel like a sports analyst does. You are to say and express the things that these dudes can't get out here and get to talk and the numbers and the logistics of things and being able to debate a certain topic and all that stuff based on a sports
I'm definitely not rolling with Stephen A.
Yeah, I mean, it's the point where it really when they're trying to get this nigga to give away his rights for a workout. I'm not guaranteeing you
and
a
he
job.
Already and he
you
already
mean, getting a job.
He already within the settlement, bro. You mind you, he already had to sign a DBA and all that bullshit.
So my thing is, you shouldn't even. Why does he even want to play in the NFL anymore, bro? Because like,
that's his livelihood, bro. That's his passion. You took that man's passion for no reason.
Yeah.
So I mean, at least let that nigga career play out. I mean, shit. Imagine Colin Kaepernick and a jersey on a field, bro. That is going to bring back all the numbers. I said it last podcast, bro. Your numbers.
Everybody
went from
to get
top.
It don't matter who
to be in the average niggas maybe a million people watch a game where it was maybe 4 million.
That nigga jersey gonna sell out.
It's gonna sell out everywhere, bro. And yo.
I don't care what team you go to. I'm getting.
Colin can play for the fucking
Bills. I'm getting.
Anybody, and it's gonna be televised. People are gonna tune in. They're gonna make this team games available. I mean, it's gonna boost revenue for everything.
He wants to play instead of.
Bruh, he want to play, bruh, but he want to control his narrative, man.
I'm glad he.
Because he can still play. There's nothing about him that shows you or tells you that he can't play. Just looking at the man tells you that he's in shape. You can see that he's in shape.
He said, I'm ready. I've been working.
He's been ready for the last 3 years. I mean, ain't nothing about the nigga not ready. It's just.
Yeah, the way Max broke it down, like, you can't. There's no way a reasonable person could, like, even side with.
Especially the way the nigga been getting done for the last 3 years, bro. You got exiled from
the
situation.
And now this is my question. Now for Jay-Z. Seeing is shady, my nigga. It's kind of shady, my nigga.
See, but we keep working with it. But here's my thing.
We still keep working with it.
We was already against the whole situation. Now, if this is how it's rolling, and now you're upset because he tried to control his own narrative and he wants to be able to handle it the way he wants to handle it and not the niggas play it, then Colin should be looking at Jay-Z too, like, yo,
he's your
I can't
niggas,
fuck
bro.
With you, bro. You a dip now. You a dip.
No, they saying Jay-Z pressured the shit to try to get his image back, you know?
Nah, you can't. He couldn't have. Because if that's the case, he would have allowed that nigga, Jay-Z would have forked his own situation. Like, yo, nigga, we would create a fucking establishment for your monkey ass if
that's
the case.
That's where everything in this whole world for African Americans comes down to what we need to do. What Master P talking about. Instead of these niggas coming out the draft, they come into our own league, bro. We got to build our own stadiums, get our own teams.
Yo, bruh.
Zion Williams coming out. Instead of Zion Williams going to motherfucking Duke.
Yeah.
You have that nigga started at HBCU. Then you go to the black-owned league.
We could make a league out of them HBCUs. Niggas just don't be thinking that way, bro. Like the JBL should be a good avenue. Niggas should really start dealing with the JBL, man. Because I mean, if they can get backing,
LeVar Ball shit,
he need to go think about.
I think it's the right message. The wrong nigga lead the charge.
Nigga leading the charge. You want to know why? Because he loud. He can brawl. He can draw attention.
He don't give a fuck.
So he gonna do what's necessary.
Nigga,
he got the heart.
Nigga, we all should have been.
He got the heart. He got the passion. He got the mind.
He got the, yo, fuck signing with Nike, bro. We
come sign with Triple B's.
LeBron.
We trying to build something.
Yo, I think he did get one other NBA player to sign with. Bro, I mean, the shits wasn't, they were saying the shoe was falling apart, but that's the first prototype. That's the first one, bro. If we all keep
all shoes like that, that shit happened with Converse back in the day.
Yeah, the first Nike ain't never mind. That shit probably wasn't motherfucking.
It wasn't basketball. It wasn't basketball.
Started out of a motherfucking
garage, nigga. Right. Like, goddamn.
That's the shit we should have all been. And now you got JBL. I was with you. That's the smartest shit ever.
It is, but and them niggas was getting paid.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Are you gonna do it? Fuck. You only going to school anyways for, you know,
two semesters. You're getting debt.
And for what, 2 semesters?
Especially if you're playing ball.
Now, you know, okay, if you're a basketball player, okay, I might not be a two-star recruit.
Okay.
I might need all 4 years.
Right.
Let me go to college. Let me go to a real college, get my degree actually in hoop.
I say you stay with HBCUs because regardless of you still don't even go into no big college because you already know what that's going to be.
That's why, yeah.
You build the fucking HBCUs. You stay in there.
And then they all go to their motherfucking
league. Go to this league.
And once you're in the league, you still always going to get your degree.
And they should bring all the niggas from the NBA to that league eventually.
Yeah, once they got their contract.
Cross over. Yeah. Take them niggas from the G League. Yo, you niggas come over here.
Yeah.
We pay y'all niggas $100,000.
Yeah, like situation. Yeah, like Diddy to own a team.
Yeah, Master P get a couple of them black niggas to own teams. You can get Oprah to get her a team. I don't care. You can get like fucking Shaq to get him a team. Some of these niggas get a couple of these stars. Iverson, let them niggas coach and shit like that. Let them niggas coach. Whoever feel like they want to invest and get them a team, get you a team, bro.
It ain't nothing to buy a big ass state.
Two Chainz already with Atlanta.
He invested with Atlanta.
Bring that shit over, my nigga.
Ain't nothing to get these stadiums.
Bruh, listen, y'all, they can build them.
Yeah.
They can build them. What's going to buying up some of this space? I mean, all it is buying up space.
Hey, then you know you're going to use it for community and all that.
An NBA spot is not being occupied all 82 games. So, if that's the case, I can get
that shit out.
Off space.
Yeah, we'll bet our own shit.
And we market ourselves around that. Mm. They're not going to run away from money. Establishment like that will never turn away money because it always has to generate because it's so big and it's so much stuff you got to.
Even the NFL. NFL could do it too. I mean,
some of these colleges can do it.
Yeah.
That's where you can start. They got these domes. You can start there. I mean, well, why not? Why the fuck not?
You gotta start somewhere.
And with the names that are people that are being invested into this, nigga, you can get the spots.
You know who Eric Thomas is? You ever heard Eric Thomas? Motivational speaker?
Yeah.
That nigga says some shit that he write, and it's true for me, for one thing I know. He's saying that we scared, like.
Black people?
Yeah, like, we really scared. Like, well, I'm scared. Like, the reason I'm not, like, hopping out there with the businesses and doing, like, really jumping at the porch is I'm scared.
Right. Because we know what it is.
And I'm like, I'm not scared. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not scared, bro. Like, what are you talking about? I do this shit right now.
It's a fear. It's a fear, but it's a different. He not saying scared is like.
I'm scared. But it's really like when I really think about it, I am scared to really fuck it. If the rent don't get paid, because I'm trying to get this like really, really 18 hours a day on the hustle on this shit, right? Whatever I believe in, I'm about to just die for it. This is everything I got, this one business. Scared in that aspect. Whoever said this shit was scared, nigga, bro. You scared to really jump out there and do this shit.
Because some niggas, but we know because we know what it is to fall on our face and be at the bottom of something and have to work our way back up. And that fear makes
us. The older you get, the less you can't keep doing that shit.
But that fear keeps you from diving off that diving board
Because you got, like, mad shit.
Yeah,
like,
you got a life. You got bills. You got all this shit that's coming aboard. So it's like, kind of fuck.
Need the job, or you got to sell drugs.
It's
or
a need now. Now we're playing with a need. Black people have to play with a need. Now, when you get to playing with a want or playing with a have, then it's like, well, now I can invest in some things. I can loosely do some shit. So now it's,
I want to throw you into the 2020 presidential election coming up. This is one nigga, Andrew Yang, a girdle.
Yes.
You know what his number one mission?
To give everybody $1,000.
My nigga. I really listened to this nigga talk. This nigga smarter than a bitch. And like they did like all kind of polls and shit. And they were saying like if Trump supporters wouldn't vote for Trump, they would vote for that nigga. And like,
I don't know. Because, you know,
all the Democrats, it would be that nigga.
He's trying to give financial freedom to people. So now, he's trying to make the playing field at least somewhat level. So you take a small town
like Batavia, where it's only like 75,000 people, and you are giving these niggas $1,000 a month to put into the economy. Like, you know how crazy like that should do for a small town like that?
For anybody that's living below a certain...
And it's like, as soon as you turn 18, you get it. Boom.
Yeah.
And if you're in jail, it go into an account. When you get out, you get it. Boom. But,
yo, I'm going to tell you right now, niggas, if this dude gets in and this is effective, we have to be
smart. Yeah, you gotta
invest.
We
gotta start.
Or even if you don't invest,
pool the money together and start doing something to buy back the neighborhoods, the environments, or whatever. Yeah,
I want to give a motherfucking shout out to these niggas that I heard. What are everyone? There's this five group of friends. They say $50 a week for 2 years.
Okay.
Five friends say $50 a week for 2 years, and then they bought their first piece of property this week.
That's lit. That's lit. Drop one.
That's some great That's the type of time
niggas need to be on. Because properties are going to start becoming more accessible. This is the thing. I know a lot of niggas that are in the cars, right? Why not go and start going to these auctions, buying up some cars, and starting your own car lot? I mean, you don't need to have...
Once you get 2-3 cars, you run it.
Yo, you don't need to have, like, you can use your income as far as, like, your trap money if you're going to do it like that, nigga. You do what you do. If you in the clothes and you trapping, nigga, invest in some brick and mortar and start a fucking clothing company. Do something. Like, niggas going to have to start doing something because... We can't keep being a product of our environment. That shit is dead, bro. Like, when the people get... I know when people... Some people going to fuck this $1,000 a month up. They're going to fuck it up. And I mean, look, I'm expecting really, for niggas too.
It's
but
not enough for you to live off of. It's enough for you to
make sure you're okay. Because the people, they're still expecting you to have a job.
Right.
To still work and still be able to do things. It's
really not enough to live off of.
It's, what it'll be is, it'll be extra income to a families or to people that... I mean, that's really...
That single mom who's like, yo.
Right. Damn, I just need that extra $5 or that extra $1,000. There's some safety net type shit.
He's like, it's untaxed. There's no strings attached. Now, with welfare, you're getting this money, you're getting these food stamps, but unless there's some kind of stipulation, you can't get a job.
Fuck. The niggas ain't going to need the welfare. They can cut welfare off at that point. Yeah. At that point, if they give you $1,000 extra a month,
he's saying he's not even gonna touch none of that. He's saying you can still
be all of that. Oh God, but they can cut it in at that.
He's like, yo, the economy is about to be booming. He said
it's already booming.
And he's saying this is how we gonna get the money. He's saying these corporates like Amazon, Google,
Walmart,
Facebook, these niggas about to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. These niggas about to pay these corporate taxes. Every time we do a Google search, every time we do an Amazon quick, we gonna get a percentage out of it. People, that's how we gonna pay for it.
That's
in return.
Because that's what's already happening anyway. Because then we're not getting paid for it; they're getting paid for it. Every time their website is accessed, something is being bought on their website.
Right.
So I mean,
it's our and we the ones controlling all this.
You know how much time and effort and money that's being. I mean. So, shit, so why not? Why not be able to give, okay, if you're making, or you're that top 1%, be able to cut off like, come on, you don't need all this fucking money at that. You can save
even people. If you're that 1%, nigga. You still get $1,000 a buck, too.
But even still, bro.
You still got.
You're going to eat even more. Think about it. Yep. If niggas got more money to spend, they're going to spend it where they like to spend it. So it's not like they're going to lose.
Because that's the thing. He like, yo.
You got to get it back.
He like, that's the reason why all the malls is closing down. Because niggas on Amazon. Niggas on motherfucking Shopify.
Yeah. On the web. Really.
Niggas ain't going to motherfucking.
Brick and mortar shops no more.
Niggas is.
Nope. That's retro though. You're gonna look for those.
And that's the thing we need to be doing. We need to be upgrading our constitution. Our constitution was made in the motherfucking 18.
We need to upgrade all of that shit, brother. The amendments, really? The constitution, the laws.
It's a new time.
All of that. We need to just redo all of that shit. You wanna know why? Because if we keep that shit up, it'll give all oppressors reason to oppress.
Right.
And it should have never let up because they will have the laws. They will have all these shits to back up why they're doing what they're doing. If we could change those and just, okay, let's just clear all this shit up. We as a nation rewrite what we want to go and from here on.
You know what? All these new niggas, we going to erase all that stupid shit.
We're going to erase all that shit. You start from scratch.
Remember when the banks, shut down and we had to bail them out? We paid like
billions. Man, the bitches won't give us a loan.
Right, so you know what? We need to build people out. We need to. We're not gonna put it on our future.
Government out. We need to build a government out and just clear everything out. As a nation, we need to come together and say, let's just fucking stay. Just fuck everything. We get our people together. Whatever demographic you run with, you get those people. You get one representative to run for. Y'all must be unanimous in the decision of who we're gonna have a House Speaker. We'll call it.
Right. Hey.
And we would then go to a point where everybody had come to one position. The House Speakers will come together, figure everything out. Well, these laws will be put into place. Boom. They come up with it. Here's the laws. Now, this is how we're going to run it. Let state be state.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, though. State be state is how you got the weed legal in California. Sure. Hey.
I really didn't know dogs did that.
That's why you got weed legal in California, but not New York.
Right.
That's why you got open gun laws in Texas.
Florida, right? Too.
But if you even sniff a gun in New York, 3 years, boom. So like,
You get five for every bullet.
So you're done. We got to figure
out. That's true. State can't be state. Let it all be.
Maybe for certain shit.
No, I can't say. Maybe I got to let state be state because then they will automatically say all across the board, this is legal. All across the board, that is legal.
Only for certain shit, though. Yeah. Only things that are universal like that, like drugs, guns.
But then they're going to say, that's going to get tricky. So I'll back myself down. This is going to get tricky. But here's the thing. We want the smart people to be able to help figure this shit out. We all can't.
But
we
can all come. But let me ask you a question. Do you agree, yes or no, we should be legal in all 50 states?
Everywhere. We should be legal everywhere.
What about guns?
Guns should be legal everywhere.
What about, that's really it.
Reason why I say guns should be legal everywhere because everybody needs to protect themselves.
What about sales tax?
Sales tax needs to go away. Because we as a nation shouldn't have to pay a tax on anything if we're already.
There's no companies, sir.
I mean,
companies.
The company should. Yeah, the company should pay for it. We as a consumer shouldn't pay the tax. The company should pay it.
We can't be also rent control.
Rent control.
Rent is getting out of control.
See, but here's the thing.
In California,
once we get that extra. People can start looking into ownership, house ownership, because then you can get fixed or you can get the flat rates on some mortgages where that your mortgage won't change.
Right.
When you're renting, properties go up, shit go up, so you got to add on. So if a property, say you own 2-3 homes, right?
$1,000 a month.
In one area, your rent might be $1,000 a month. in one area might be only 600. Your mortgage, I mean, might be 1,000. Right. In the city, it might be 500. And over here in Brighton, it might be 1,500. Depending on
where the zoning is.
So yeah. In order for you to make a profit, I got to say, well, I got to add 12. I got to add 200 to this. So 1,200 for this one over here. I got to add 700. I mean, 200. So 700 for the one in the city.
Right.
I got to add 1,700. So 1,700 for the one out over here. So, I mean, and then the more the taxes go up on you, the more your mortgage go up, you got to go up on the rent.
Yeah. But I don't understand why California can't. Like, California, they got to do something. But, like, how can you expect a single person to work an average job and pay?
Certain cities are going to do that. They're going to become cities of the ups.
The thing is, they pretty much hubs of homelessness. They percentage of homelessness is so high on the West Coast. It's crazy.
Here's the thing, what I should do, what I feel should happen.
So $1,000 a month cures homelessness, pretty much.
That too. But I feel like the government should already have establishments for certain, like the FCC is, or is it FCC that controls like the people, like if say something like that get out of hand, do they come in and I think they're the people. FEMA, something like that, yeah. Something, they should have these, not necessarily camps, but they should have these housing stations for the homeless. Right. When you see a certain level of a population go, okay.
Way out of control.
Yeah, but it's out of control.
Then they like, yo, it's also the problem they started to have is people living in their cars. People living out their cars. And parking in random parking lots.
What they also got to do is kill that whole we trying to, unless it's for specific jobs dealing with like doctors or certain, like you should kill the whole weed.
Drug testing. Oh, yeah. Oh,
because that will help a lot more people get jobs. Because there's a lot of people out here in this world that smoke weed, and the only thing that's holding them back is that. They have every qualification, but they smoke weed.
I was applying for GM. You know GM.
Yeah.
I was applying for them yesterday. Applying for the shit, I'm getting halfway through, and they're like, okay, yeah, we're going to drug test, blah, blah, blah. So, okay, you know, I know how to finesse a little
weed. Right.
They're like, boom, hair test. For what? For what? Hair test.
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, no. Wait, what? So you like, you had to make it like this?
You know, I got the dress, so my hair got like, all kinds. My hair infused with, my dreads are infused with marijuana.
Bro. Oh, God, nigga, so, there's nothing taking that shit out, bro.
I mean, there's marijuana to the root, nigga.
Oh, God, bro.
So
like,
pretty much, I had to hit that exit button. See you next later.
Because real talk, I mean, I have all the squad of kids, and there's active, I mean, if you got a pothead, I can't fuck. Okay, we know those type of niggas. We don't want those type of people involved in my job. Okay.
But just the one thing, potheads know, we like to smoke weed, right? We know we got to get the money for the weed.
Right.
So I'm going to work. I'm not going to fuck up to work.
Now. I'm the type of nigga where I like to do what I want. I like to put my hands where I'm good at. So I want to put my time in a place where I'm going to be happy.
Right.
And most people can't do that because they smoke weed. And it's like, God damn, like if you'll let people just get past that whole I smoke weed and I could still function and do my job, ain't nothing gonna stop me. I mean, nigga, I've been smoking weed
but this
whole time at every fucking job I
don't do. Like, okay, you got your own company, you got your, you know, you got your you buying houses and you got your little team, you got your painters, you got your you really want your contract to smoke a weed?
Yeah.
I mean in the van.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really want these niggas high working out of this shit?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because when you doing certain jobs, bro, you need to be calm.
Okay.
You don't need to be antsy. And if you can give a light sativa, I would recommend a nice sativa
or a nice CBD. Job with supply.
Supply you the right amount.
Y'all want to smoke, y'all going to let...
I'm going to supply you what you need. to get where you need to be just so you can be focused. I'm going to give you a sativa where it's going to make you focus and you're going to do what you need to do. So that's here's so the thing.
Fire, but yo, we
you go to the job. You burn it before you get there. Give yourself an hour or so. You come to the job. Yeah, maybe. How about this? We job open at 6 o'clock. If you want to come in, we got to burn the session from 7 to 8. Job start at 10.
We're going to have our
little job meeting. Start at 10.
We're going to have our meeting. We're going to tell y'all what you're going
to do. We're going to dispute the job. Job start at 10 o'clock. Nigga, we'll burn it. We get our minds right.
We'll talk about what we're going to plan this shit
out. And yo, niggas going to be mad active. They going to be in that bitch. Like, yeah, nigga, let's get this shit done. I'm with it. Now they're going to be hella with it because they're going to feel more comfortable. And now I can talk to people. Right. Now, because you got a lot of people that's very shallow, very like, I'm to myself. I don't like to really conversate
with too many people. You can't have dealing with customers, and that's just
their personality. But that's their person. But give them a little bit of weed. I can talk to you now. I can have a conversation with you. I won't seem that, and I can still do my job.
Okay.
I mean, but certain things will be allowed. No downers. No downers. We're not playing with no downers. No indicas. Because we don't want you lazy. Right. We don't want you. No
one that's what I was saying.
All indica, all sativa, and CBD.
It was supplied.
We good.
Yeah, and it's CBD, so you don't even got it. It's not going to. You don't want to smoke, you don't got
to. Can you use a little CBD just to calm your nerves or whatever? Get whatever you're excited. You got to get out the way.
Yo, that would be so fun.
Bruh.
We got to just. We just got
to keep. Okay, great segue. So now it's about to become law that they're about to. It's a prohibition act for the weed. They about to just federally kill that whole thing.
You want to Google that stuff?
Fucking kill that shit! Like, I'm with the shits, cause this is where we at now. Like, they need to just federally kill that whole vibe. Like, I need to be at a point where I don't have to worry about niggas drug testing or even just being or having weed or anything like that.
Right.
And The two senators right now that are really pushing for this legislation is Senator Cory Gardner and Elizabeth Warren.
Okay, Elizabeth Warren is from Massachusetts.
And Gardner is a Republican Senate. Republican Senate, which is
Elizabeth
huge.
Elizabeth Warren is running for president.
She's running for president. She's the Democratic.
Yeah, I don't fuck with her, but.
Nah, not really. And he's the one, he's a Republican in Colorado, I believe.
Right.
So he's already with the shit.
So he's with the shit. Yo, what they doing in Colorado? What they doing in these legal stations? They putting the taxes back to their economy.
Man, yo, that they money they getting, bro. They getting paid.
Colorado was saying they had $20 million off weed the first month.
Nigga, yo, first they month, yes, 20 bro. Million off, like, yes, they say if it passed, right, the act will end federal prohibition of marijuana and formally enshrine protection for the states that have decided to legalize either recreational or medical marijuana. Currently, marijuana is listed as a federal controlled substance, but this bill will amend the Controlled Substance Act. Basically, it would remove marijuana from a scheduled illegal drug in states that choose legalization. Okay, so boom, off rip. If any state decide they want to legalize it, which majority of states have pretty much given it the green light.
We're going there anyways. We all know we are there.
That's there. Everywhere, boom. So right there, that gives you money. It gives you. So the best part about this is the fact that they're going to let niggas out of jail that's been in jail for weed. They're going to kill all of that shit. They're going
to. Any non-violent weed.
All of that. They get done, son. They're going to get you out of jail, and they're going to reimburse you for the time being in there. Ooh. Bruh, what? They got this shit so locked, my nigga. Like,
so, okay, we got motherfucking Andrew Yang with the shit, too. He like, as soon as I be there, he can say, we gonna be legal everywhere, 420. We gonna be legal when I'm president.
Right.
So, we're in 1,000 a month. Plus, we gonna be legal everywhere. The economy is going to be crazy, but everybody's going to be able to eat, B.
Facts. If you want to read more into that at legislation, the article was called Free the Weed, mm-hmm. A New Bill Could End Federal Prohibition of Marijuana. Look into that. I promise you it's a good read. And if you smoke weed and you into politics, bruh, this is going to be like, oh, okay. So now... I won't have to move, because that's the majority of why. If you a weed smoker, it's like, man, I don't want to go nowhere that don't allow me to smoke weed. I don't want to do shit that don't allow me to smoke weed, because that's what I do, nigga.
You don't got to go move to the West.
You ain't got
to
move to the West, because you ain't got to go nowhere. They're going to bring that shit.
They could be the first to get it popping here. So.
They could just imagine. Bro, I got so much, bro. Oh, man. And that's the reason. That's the main reason why I want to move to the West Coast, because the weed is legal, and it's you're able to just do what you need to do with the weed over there. Like, I got so much that I want to do, but I can't do it over here. And I want to do it started over here, because it'll, yo, bro, listen, it'll change the fucking game.
So what, like, we do is get it popping out there as soon as it's legal. Boom.
Because right now, what the plan that I have, the shit that I'm talking about, they don't have it, or even over there.
Right. So we bring it out there, bring the country free sauce, we eat out there.
Boss, all that shit, nigga. Yeah. Everything. Garbage plate.
The second it get legal out there, we got all the money already set aside, because we winning. We the first to open up out there.
Bro, listen. Yeah. I'm going to tell you off camera. Me off mic.
It's time to take a break. Bruh. It's time to take a break.
So we'll take a break, and we'll get right back with y'all.
All right, so you got anything else?
We back. Nah, we gave y'all a lot today. We did a lot of topics. Well, not a lot of topics. We did a lot of talking on the sports, and we did some weed, so that was where we're going to kind of cap it.
That's right.
So if you like what you heard, you know where y'all can find us, and on Spotify, Apple, on Google Podcasts, on Anchor, wherever you find your podcasts. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at the Summit Q Podcast. And until next time, people.
Yeah.